You're listening to SBS News.
This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal government has committed $100 million to rebuild the Great Barrier Reef Aquarium in North Queensland. The funding will allow the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority to establish a facility for reef education. Mr. Albanese says the aquarium will be an environmental hub.
Here at Reef HQ, this facility has, since Bob Hawke opened it way back in the 1980s, this facility has played an important role in being a central point to where locals can come and see the reef in a convenient way, but importantly as well, the science and research that's been conducted here has been absolutely critical.
Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has officially put the Construction and General Division of the CFMEU into administration. Laws allowing the government to do so passed Parliament this week following allegations of criminal behaviour within the organisation. The Fair Work Commission has appointed Mark Irving QAC as the administrator. A young humpback whale entangled in ropes in Sydney has been freed. Wildlife officers were trying to free the animal since Thursday afternoon when it was spotted near Shark Island in Sydney's harbour by members of the public. Rescuers attached three large buoys to the whale to slow it down and allow rescuers to keep track of its location. An exclusion zone was put in place as crews chased it around the harbour. At least three people have died after an Israeli military raid into the Tulkum refugee camp in the West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the drone strike and hours-long raid also left homes in ruins. In the crowded township, which housed families of refugees from the 1948 Middle East War, it did not say whether those killed were fighters or civilians. The Israeli military says the strike targeted armed militants, but Tulkum Emergency Department head Hakim Abu Safaya says the destruction was deliberate. Thailand has confirmed an Mpox case reported this week is the most contagious 1B strain. The case is a 66-year-old man from a European country who arrived in Thailand last week from an unspecified African country. It's the second confirmed case of the variant outside of Africa and the first known case in Asia. Thai authorities say no local infections have been detected through contact tracing. One of the largest diamonds ever found has been unearthed at a mine in Botswana, and the African country's government will put it on show. The government believes the huge 2,492-carat stone is the second biggest they've brought out of a mine. The weight would make it the largest diamond found in more than 100 years and the second largest ever dug out of a mine after the Cullinan diamond, discovered in South Africa in 1905. That diamond was 3,106 carats and was cut into gems, some of which form part of the British crown jewels. Natural diamonds are at least a billion years old, and some of them more than 3 billion years old, scientists say. In tennis, Australia will have its biggest contingent at a US Open in over four decades. 20 Australians will be part of the singles main draws at Flushing Meadows after a record six players won final round qualifying matches on Friday. Wildcards Tristan Schoolkate and Taylor Preston brought the total number of guaranteed entries to 12. And that's SBS News in Easy English.